Well, thank you, Scott, and a kiss for the message.
The Lord be with you.
For those who don't know me, I'm Walt. I'm the English pastor here at SFCC. And on behalf of our church, we'd like to welcome you to our special service here on Easter Sunday. And in fact, if you're visiting with us today, could I ask you guys to just stand up so that we can recognize you? We haven't had the chance to do that. If you're visiting or you don't usually come to our church, can I ask you guys to stand up so that we can recognize who you are? Let's all stand. Like, yeah, let's all stand. There's one right there. Are there any other who are here not on a regular basis? All right, Teddy, what's up? Good to see you, man. Yeah. Well, today I'm especially interested not only for those who do not come to our church on Sundays, or for those who are still seeking, God. And no matter what brought you here today, I'm very, very glad that you guys could join us, for today is a big deal. It's Easter Sunday. And as a pastor, there's no greater privilege in the world than to speak and preach on Easter Sunday. Now, we all know that in North America, the two biggest religious holidays during the year would be Christmas and Easter, right? And for most people, Christmas is actually bigger and greater season or the holiday of the year, because it's a time when we gather with friends and families. It's a time when we sing and celebrate and exchange gifts. And it's also a time where people really, really get together. It's like the climax of the year. But for Easter, some people think that it's just a long weekend, or some people think that it's just a stretch between Christmas and the summer vacation. In fact, Easter is so second-rated compared to Christmas that some people actually got the story mixed up. This week, I read a story of a grandfather who wanted to know how much his 4-year-old granddaughter knows about the story of Easter. So when this grandfather saw little Julie playing in the backyard with her friends, he asked them, "Who knows why we celebrate Easter every year?" And one of Julie's friends, raised out her little hand and she said, "Oh, that's when we go to the mall and we sit on the big bunny's, lap, and then we tell them what we want in the Easter basket." But her second friend's answer was no better, for she said, No. "That's when you get a tree and you hang eggs on it, and then after you wake up next morning, you're going to see presents underneath the tree."
You
So at that point, Grandpa interrupted, and he generally said, well, that's all good, you know, good guesses, but they're not quite right. Julie, do you know why we celebrate, you know, Easter?
So he said, oh, you know,
So Julie nodded her head and she said, well, it was when Jesus was crucified. He died and his disciples put his body in the grave. They rolled this big stone in front of the opening and the guards went to sleep. And on the third day, there was a big earthquake and the stone rolled away.
So he just said,
And she was so focused that she told her story. And then after hearing that, the grandpa was so encouraged because he was like, well, my little granddaughter, you know, she got the story right. But then she continued and she said, when the earthquake happened, the entire town came out from, you know, by the grave. And if Jesus came out and saw his shadow, they knew that there would be six more weeks of winter. So Julie kind of mixed up the story of Easter with Groundhog Day, right? Yeah, so, okay. Well, it's very unfortunate that people in general, they don't think too highly of Easter, but I think it ought to be the number one holiday of the year. In fact, it ought to be like even bigger than Christmas because without Easter, Christmas would make no sense. Not only that, Easter answers five profound questions that most of us will probably ask them sometimes in our lives. And that's why I like us to do today, to see how Easter answers those five questions that we ask. And the first question that people usually ask from time to time is a question of doubt.
第一个问题，心的问题，咱有当爱问，问的，就是讲这个谣言的问题。
And what I mean by this is that, you know, when thinking about different religions in general, people today, they ask with great sincerity, they ask, how can I know which religion is right?
我的意思就是讲，即马一般，即马一般的人咧问讲，诶，咧想到一般的宗教的时阵，人就会讲问讲，到底倒一个宗教才是正的宗教，才是对的宗教。
And not only is this a fair question, it's a crucial question to ask because a lot of times when we compare different religions, they all seem to be the same. All have great leaders and all have written scriptures of some kind. All have miracle stories, high standards, or even long traditions. But there is one thing that set the Christian faith apart from the rest of the religions in the world. And that is, if you were to go to the tombs of all those founders of religions, and call the roll, this is what you're going to get.
即个无共所在是讲，你若去所有即个所谓宗教的创始者，因的墓遐，啊去甲点名的时阵，你就发现一项代志。
Muhammad here, Moses here, Buddha here, Confucius here, Krishna here, they're all there.
你点名的时阵，你讲 Muhammad, Muhammad 的右手 ，Moses。Moses 讲，亚丘，哦，即个宗教的创始者，拢在底下。
But when we ask Jesus, 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 hello, no answer, because the tomb was empty.
但是当咱点耶稣的名时，人讲耶稣无回答，因为耶稣的墓是空的。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event that have ever happened in human history. And without the resurrection, Christianity simply would not exist. And all those who believe in it, they're the biggest fools in the world. The Bible says, And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith.
圣经讲，若无过话，咱所传的拢无路用，咱所信的拢空的。
Not only that, the Bible tells us that if you know it was Jesus' resurrection that changed the lives of those who follow him in the beginning.
不止安尼，圣经马上讲，因为耶稣的过话，改变所有信耶人的生命。
You see, after Jesus was killed on the cross on Good Friday, his disciples, do you guys remember what happened to them? They ran and they hid themselves.
你会记得当耶稣被钉死一个时，什么代志发生？厉害学生呢，因大家拢走，啊，佫避起来。
But when they saw the risen Lord on Sunday, everything is changed.
啊，佮当时伊看到这个过来的主，伫礼拜看到这个过来的主的时阵，一切拢改变了。
Only in the Christian faith do we have a person who claimed to be God, performed miracles, died, but also rose again from the grave.
只有伫即个基督教宗教有一个，咱有一个人讲伊是上帝，会阁死，会当阁活，伊敢有即人做即个信者。
And all those who believe, they're granted eternal life.
所有信伊的人拢有永生。
Now, I'm not arguing that the Christian faith ought to be the superior religion of all.
我唔是要向大家争论讲，基督教这宗教比别个国家，比所有其他宗教国家好。
But for those who are still seeking, I want you to examine the biblical evidence for yourself about this man called Jesus and how different he is compared to other world religious leaders.
唔过你若要去敲碎宗教时，我请你来看这个耶稣，看来比较看这个宗教和别的宗教有啥物无同。
If you're here today and you've been thinking and wondering about like what is the difference between religions, well, I want to invite you to begin a journey of discovering who this man Jesus is.
你若今仔日来遮，你咧你唔知影讲所有宗教有啥物无同，我要邀请你来和我做一件一个来敲碎的路途来敲碎这个宗教。
Get to know this man, find out about who he is, and decide for yourself, and make up your mind about this guy. Because if you really believe, you know, if you really believe who he claims to be, and you really accept the fact that he has risen from the dead, then Easter has the ability and the power to cast away your doubt about religions.
你若相信伊是伊讲所讲的人，啊你嘛接受伊是过话这个证据，连这个过话者会当将这你内面这个谣言提走。
So that's the first question that Easter can answer for us, the question of doubt.
所以这是第一个问题，这个过话者会当给人一个答案，这个问题就是谣言这个问题。
The second question, which I think Easter can provide a satisfying answer for people, is the question of guilt. And we see guilt all around us, don't we? Pick up a newspaper, turn on the TV, listen to the radio, think of the people that you work with every day, or just look into the mirror yourself. The evidence of guilt we feel is so obvious that no honest person can deny it. And the reason why we feel guilty is because we are guilty. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says there's no one righteous, not even one. We may compare ourselves with others. Oh yeah, I don't steal, you know, I don't rob the bank, I don't cheat, I don't kill people, and therefore I'm relatively very good. But if we were to compare with God's standards, we all fall short of His glory. The Bible actually says we actually commit murder when we are angry with our brother or sister. We actually commit adultery when we have lustful thoughts in our minds. So compared with God's standards, we are all guilty as charged. So the question is not, am I guilty? Because we are guilty. Instead, the question ought to be, how can I get rid of this guilt?
So the question is not, am I guilty? Because we are guilty. Instead, the question ought to be, how can I get rid of this guilt?
Now, in general, there are three different ways people deal with guilt. The first way is you deal with guilt by working real hard in your life, right? You try the best you can to live out a good life. That's one way to deal with guilt. The second way to deal with guilt that people usually do is they try to cover it with pleasure or happiness. And the third way to deal with guilt is they turn to religions. They attend church, they get baptized, they take communions, they read the Bible, they attend religious events every chance they got. But none of these ways deal with the root problem. For you, we can never erase or hide or cover our guilt without self-effort or even with religion. Only Easter answers this question. That's why the Christian faith is never just about a set of rules that we obey or not. But rather, it's about this person having this relationship with this person called Jesus Christ, and through him, our guilt is done away with. If you are here today and you're wondering how you can get rid of the guilt, well, let me tell you, the resurrection is the final proof that God has accepted you and forgiven your sins.
So
that's the second question. Let's go to the third question now. And that is the question of loneliness. Now, what I'm saying about the question of loneliness, I'm not speaking about this desire of wanting to be with someone and get this really fuzzy feeling. I'm talking more of this sheer sense of questioning our existence here in the world. The question of, does anyone really care about me? Do I really matter? I mean, have you guys ever asked these questions in your life? And it's not really difficult to see why we feel this way sometimes. For every day we get up, we get dressed, we go to work, we come home, we read the newspaper, we surf the internet, we eat supper, and we watch TV, we go to bed, and tomorrow we do the same thing over again. And sometimes we're like, you know, what in the world am I doing here? Like, what's the purpose of my life? You know, sometimes people, they wonder what hell looks like. T.S. Eliot, the great American writer, he calls hell the great void, or the land of ugliness, nothing ugliness.
T.S. Eliot, 一个无物件的所在，真。So
this is a place where you know you are utterly, totally, and eternally alone. You scream and no one answers. You cry for help and no one hears your voice. You are falling and falling into this darkness, and you are all alone.
这是这个地狱是一个所在，你完全完全家己，哦，家己一个，永远家己一个。
But against this awful reality stands the words of Jesus, who came out from the grave, and he says, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you.
虽然有这个事实，但是耶稣有跟人讲，伊的话讲。
Now this tells us that you and I, we matter to God. If you are here today and you wonder what in the world am I doing here, well let me tell you something, my friend. The resurrection is the proof that the creator of the universe cares about you.
你若今仔日遮，啊，你咧问讲，我到底是人生有啥物目标？我甲你讲，古话者就是一个好的证据，讲创造天地的上帝真关心你，真疼你。He
cares so much about you that he died for you, and he rose again to show you how important you are to him.
伊遮伊遮尼疼你，伊为着你死，啊，伊佫对死佫话。
So that's a question of loneliness. Here we come to the fourth question, and that's a question of weakness. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes we struggle to become the kind of person that we really want to be. I know a lot of people, they ask, how can I find the power to change? Why can't I break those bad habits that I have in my life? And for those who struggle with any kind of addiction, whether it's alcohol or with food or with internet gaming or with drugs or with anything else, can easily relate to that. Why? Because we continue to fall short of who we want to be in life.
你若有什么瘾哦，像像迄落酒，啉酒，还是食物件，还是迄落你爱耍 internet game，还是你爱食药啊，哦，你就知影哦。想怎呢？因为咱是永远无办法达到迄个咱爱真多
If we're looking into our own lives, we see our weaknesses, and we're wondering, like, how can we get out of this cycle of constant failure?
So we look at our own lives, and we look at our own lives, 所失敗的所在, 咱就問自己說,咱要怎麼對這些失敗的情境裡面跳出來?
Well, Easter is the answer. It says, yes, there is a way, there is a power that can defeat the struggles that we face in life.
過多的是你的答案,有一個方法,透過過多的,你可以對這些失敗中跳出來。
We can have the power to change, but not through our own effort, but by the power of God. There's a verse that I love in the Bible. It says, for those who are in Christ, they are new creations. It means like we are new, we have the power to change. Not because of anything that I do, but from God. So Easter is God's answer to the problem of human weakness, and because Jesus rose from the dead, you too can receive power you can face in any situations in life. Now, it doesn't mean, and please understand, it doesn't mean that life will always get easier, but at least you will have a different outlook in life. So that was the fourth question. Here we come to the final question. And this is perhaps the most important question of all, and I believe that every person in this room have thought about it at least once in your life. And that is the question of death. 4,000 years ago, a Bible character by the name of Job, he asked this question. He says, if a man dies, will he ever live again?
4,000年以前，圣经内部一个人物叫做约伯。约伯问问这个问题，说人死以后，伊敢会当复活？And
this is the greatest of all questions. It was a question, and it is a question that you know that Easter was meant to answer.
这是一个上大的问题。不过这个问题嘛，是这个过阿济，稍微来答案的。Now
let me ask you guys something. Have you ever touched a dead person? Have you ever experienced this coldness of death? There's no movement in the nostril. There's no twinkles in the eyes. And there's no smile on the lips. Death feels terrible. It feels unnatural. It feels unreal. And when we stand over the body of someone that we love, we feel helpless. We feel angry sometimes. We feel defeated. And sometimes we feel afraid. Death is frightening and it's terrifying, and no wonder the Bible calls it the last enemy. And deep in our souls, sometimes we wonder, how would we do when we were to face that great divide? How will it be for us when we go through this journey of darkness? Will we be afraid? You know, will our faith stand, you know, the test? And what happens when we die?
当咱要行过这个死亡的时阵，哦，咱会安怎感想？咱的信心会甲会经过这个考验未？
This is not a question in which we can answer.
咱袂当啊，咱这个问题咱无答案。
But Easter, can you see? If Easter doesn't answer this question, then everything that I've said this far is a sham. It's a lie. And if Easter doesn't address this ultimate question, then everything that you have heard today is a big, fat lie. It's not only the message is a lie. All the songs that you sing and heard, they're all lies. If Easter did not happen, we can just end the service right now. We can leave this building. We don't need to be here. What we're doing here is a charade.
咱袂当伊就回答这个问题，但是过偌济会当，因为过偌济若袂当啊，予咱这个答案，我到即马所讲的拢是骗你的吼。若伊过偌济袂当予咱一个答案的时阵，你所有你到即马所听的拢是一个拢好笑的吼。这毋是干一个信心尔，你所有你所听的，也是伊就。伊啰音乐啥物拢假吼，那过偌济无真正发生，无过偌吼，咱干脆即马咱就做即个礼拜就即马就停就好啊吼。所以咱伫遮有一个目的。
But the fact is Easter did happen. Jesus is alive.
事实是过偌济有影有发生，耶稣基督是过偌是活的。
Jesus has conquered the last enemy, and therefore we can place our trust in him, knowing that on the other side of this life, there's still life. The Bible says those who believe in Jesus will not remain dead, but they too will be resurrected like Jesus unto eternal life.
圣经讲，信耶稣的人，伊袂转世，伊会搁到，哦，伊会搁过活，参像耶稣同款，会当有永生。
And that's a hope we have in Easter. It's a hope that has brought peace to millions of people in the world. It's a hope that has given meaning to those who have lost their loved ones. And it's also the hope that changes lives because they have encountered this man called Jesus who lived, who died, and who rose again.
这就是过偌济所予咱的盼望，哦，这个盼望，这个过偌济，予真济几几百万的人，予这个盼望，这个过偌济，予真济迄个失去所听的人，予盼望，哦，这个过偌济会当改变咱的生命，改变因为咱拄着这个耶稣，伊捌活，按过个死，伊个过活。
Now Easter has answered.Some of the most profound questions that we will ever ask in our lives. And let me tell you, I am a believer.
So, I'm
a believer because of Easter. I believe that based on the biblical evidence, the resurrection was not just a theory, but is a historical fact that took place in human history. I'm a believer, and I believe that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection means that my sins are forgiven and I stand clean before God. And I believe that the empty tomb is a proof that God, the God who created everything,loves me as an individual and he cares about me. And because of the resurrection, I believe that God has given me the power to face everything in life, even in the midst of difficulties and sufferings. And I believe that when I die, I shall live again. And on that final day, I will be given a new body. And I will be with Christ forever. And But here's the thing. It is not my belief. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the church. It belongs to those of million people who have met and encountered Jesus. It belongs to those who are here at SFCC, whose lives has been changed. But such belief always comes with a decision. You must make a personal choice to receive and to believe in this Jesus, to believe that Easter is not just a nice story, but it's a fact of historical truth. It has a power like what Tim was translating. It has a power to change lives, but you must make a personal decision yourself. Nobody can make that decision for you. Not even if you grew up in the church. And if this is what you would like to do, you can make a decision today by placing your trust in Christ. I want to invite everyone to close your eyes with me, everybody in this room. And please bow your heads and close your eyes, and you can pray a prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I know that you are alive. I know that you are the author of creation, and you are the King of all kings, and the rightful ruler of everything that existed, myself included. Today I heard that on that very first Easter, you rose again from the grave. You died because you care deeply about me and you want to forgive my sins. I acknowledge because of my sins, I stand guilty before you, and I have done what is wrong and evil in your sight, and therefore I deserve to be condemned. But today, on this Sunday, I also hear that on the cross, you have paid for my sins. Not only that, you have won the final battle, and you have conquered death, even death itself. And because all that you have done, I like to surrender my life into your hands today. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. From this day forward, my life belongs to you, and please continue to guide me as I learn to grow. I pray all these in the name of Christ. And with our eyes remain closed, if you have never placed your trust in Christ and you just pray that prayer, may I ask you to simply raise your hand so that I can recognize you and pray for you? Just simply raise your hand if you have just prayed that prayer.
你若头拄仔还无做伙祈祷的，请你举手。
Let us pray.
咱做伙来祈祷。
Lord Jesus, you are alive.
主耶稣，我知影你还阁活咧。
You have risen.
你阁活。
Thank you so much.
真感谢你，多谢。
Thank you for answering some of the most deepest questions and doubts we have in life.
多谢你，予阮对一挂真深的问题有答案。
And we want to continue to live this life that you have given to us. Help us to live a life that's worthy of our calling. And because you live, there's future. Because you live, there is hope.Because you live, our tears are temporary. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us this way, and thank you for being alive right now. In Christ's name, we pray all these things. Amen.